dear friends, and welcome back to the Low Carb Universe show, which, of course, also provides you your weekly health boost.
Yes.
So, we try.
we try this. I have a lot of things, and I actually have one thing that is truly, I've been talking more about mental health boosts. I got these as well this week, but I got one thing that is actually physically a boost.
Oh my God.
Yes, and I wonder, this is so peculiar. You know, in Sweden we have this pickled herring.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common. We eat it for Christmas and for Midsummer and for Easter.
Any holiday. Yeah.
And I'm 53. The only times I've eaten herring is due to being polite, you know. I've had one or two pieces. And then a few weeks ago, I felt this desire for herring.
Like a craving?
A huge craving.
For something as... Are you sure you're not pregnant?
Yeah, I'm quite
sure. That's like
sure.
A weird craving.
If you missed 53 earlier, so... No, and I bought a small can of pickled herring, and I thought, I will not like it. And I had one piece, and I just...
Wow.
So now, every morning, I have two or three pieces, because that's enough, of pickled herring.
That really
herring.
Is enough.
Yes. But, and you know, it's quite sweet, the liquid it's in.
Yeah.
It's quite sweet, but I don't eat that. I just pick up the fish, and that's that little amount of sugar I get.
You can handle it. But
yes.
Talk about listening to your body, right?
Yes, and that is what made me so happy. So it actually is a mental boost as well, because it's probably that my body wants omega-3s, and that is
could be.
Yes, it could be that. I don't know. I don't think so much about it, but it could be an explanation. So I'm now into my third can, and I'm trying different kinds
of
flavors every time.
What's the best one so far?
French onion herring.
Oh, okay.
That's mm-hmm. a bit tangy in the...
Yeah.
And I had anchovies flavored. And
mm-hmm.
that was because
yeah,
anchovies
that's a
is
little
quite,
boring.
Yeah, I can have it sometimes, but maybe in a cooked meal or something, the anchovies things. But
yeah.
And then I now bought just a simple pickled herring, but that's
yeah.
quite boring. So I will go back to French, you know.
Okay. Yeah. My favorite is usually the garlic one.
Garlic and herring.
It actually works.
It does. I might mm-hmm. okay. I might try it. And but one thing I'm avoiding is those that are more in a cream. You know,
yeah.
Like
then the mustard
herring and things.
Yeah. Then the garlic one is going to be a problem.
Ah, that's creamy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I might
usually.
I might be adventurous one time. So I, sometimes. So
woo!
I can, yeah. And then. Another happy boost that we could have dinner together the other night.
Oh, that's one of mine too.
Yes. Oh, it's so fun when we get the possibility and the chance to meet in real life, because
yeah, on rare occasions.
Yes. Those of you who don't know, I live in Sweden and Hannah lives in Switzerland, and seldom does our ways meet, as to say.
Apart from in Sweden or in Mallorca, sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. But actually, tomorrow, it's 4 years since I first visited you in Zurich.
That is true.
Or,
wow, 4 years.
Or 3 years.
Three years.
But it's an anniversary.
No, four.
4 years, yes.
Hey.
And I actually got a memory in my from Facebook. I had written a poem the day
oh,
before.
Oh, that's true, you did.
So I found out that I actually followed that one up with another poem in 2017. I forgot last year, but I'm writing a new one now because it was
I can't wait to read it.
Yeah, well, just to make sure my creativity awakens. So yeah, that was
more awesome. Coffee. It'll get there.
Yeah, that was really, really fun, and we went to an excellent restaurant.
And it was delicious.
Oh my. That
if you're ever in Stockholm, this is definitely unpaid PR, but
so unpaid.
We paid for the pleasure of being there.
Yes.
But Rolfs Kök, what a place. If you like meat, if you like oysters, as we do, if you like bubbly, if you like good wines, oh my God.
Yeah,
brilliant place.
Really. And the thing is, I don't know what was it like a pork side in English, what I had?
Yeah. It must be like a pork belly thing.
Yes. But with this very hard skin.
Yeah, with the crispy.
The crispy. And you know, I have that a lot in Majorca. And that's the most awesome ones you can get on that island. But this was almost.
Also good.
So it was super, super good. So, yeah. And then the other boost, or my third boost this week, is that make sure to have funny things scheduled in your calendar.
Good. Yes.
Yes. So I have dinners, I have lunches, I have a health weekend coming up in the Swedish mountains with one of my oldest friends. And there are just a lot of funny things I have awaiting.
That's fantastic. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. And that's very good. Because the thing I most want to happen now is LCU19.
Everyone's waiting for that.
Yes, I am really waiting and eager to go down and meet everyone again. But you need something while waiting. Funny things. Even if you're waiting for a great big thing to happen, make the days up in front of that count as well.
Yeah, exactly. Have milestones leading up to the big event.
Very philosophical, but okay. Yeah.
That's a boost too.
Yes. So that I think was my boost list this week. So what's
that's
up?
That's a good one.
What's up with
ours, ours kind of go hand in hand, I think.
Okay.
Because mine was definitely the dinner that we had on Monday with together.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. And it was just so nice to get out. And, you know, not think about, it wasn't very much business talk,
which was also,
it's a nice change.
Yes.
So that was really nice, and enjoying delicious food, and Stockholm at this time of year is very beautiful, and the weather is okay, actually.
Yeah, it sure is.
So I was very, very happy to do that, and I mean, seriously, that... Just the food.
Yeah.
And so I just get super excited about well-made food made from scratch, from good quality ingredients, you know, just eating real. And that was definitely a boost for me. Food in Sweden in general is actually very, very good in comparison to here, for example, when you go out. So I was, I've happily been stuffing my face with the löjrom. And I have been eating lots of fish because I don't really like to do that when I'm sitting here in the middle of Europe where I know it's taken at least a day to get anywhere. And, you know, stuff like that. So a lot of seafood. I didn't get to the pickled herring. I was there a little too short for the pickled herring.
I'll bring a can to Majorca, you know.
Oh, I can't wait. we can have it as snacks before we go.
But it's kind of smelly.
It is kind of smelly. Yeah. Well, it's not like surströmming. That's like most awful thing in the universe. I've never had it, but I've smelt it.
Yes.
And
the first time I ever smelt it was that when I was living in a small house in like a garden. It was bigger houses around. And I started smelling this odor. And I thought, what is happening is, are we like, you know, they used what we, I don't know the English word, but maybe it is mustard gas during World War II or something. And I thought, are we being occupied or attacked by evil, some evil people?
Evil people.
And I went out in the garden, and it turned out that one of our neighbors had their kitchen window open while opening this can of surströmming. And you know, you like open it in water.
So yeah, it should, just so it won't smell.
Doesn't work.
No, and for you, those of you who don't know what surströmming is essentially rotten fish in a can. Mm. That's what, and it's a Swedish delicacy.
I would never stuff that in my face.
I would never even go near it, actually.
Because the cans can explode, because they are so swollen. It like fermented and rotten and, you know, okay. And I
don't feel like surströmming is a health boost, though.
No. But
I mean, probiotically, I'm sure it's great.
I think it's awesome that way. And it can also bring joy. Because if you go out on YouTube and you search for surströmming, you will see a lot of hilarious videos showing people eating it for the first time. So...
No more of that.
So,
anyway, my second health boost is some, and German has a fantastic word for this, which is Tapetenwechsel, which is basically just, it really literally means changing the wallpaper.
Okay.
I have not been renovating my house, if that's what you're thinking. But I have changed my scenery with my trip to Sweden. Not only Stockholm, but we were also in a family house in Dalarna, which is as much as of pure Sweden as you can probably get. Yeah. A lot of forests, a lot of lakes, a lot of what's it called? Fields and,
nature.
There's not a lot... Very much nature, but there's not a lot of stuff that happens on the road there. So you have to, you know, make sure you stay awake while driving. But the whole thing of just getting out of your normal scenery and seeing something else, spending some time in nature, spending some time with family in my case, spending some time in a city that I do love and enjoy and adore with great people, it was such a health boost for me, and I feel 1,000 times more energized than if I would have spent the same amount of days here at home with just doing my normal things and my normal routine. And I even had breakfast a couple of times, which was a great, you know, little boost. And no, just to get out of sort of the comfort zone and see something else and do something else. Yeah, I even had time to go shopping a little bit in Stockholm, which it's one of my favorite shopping cities. So I didn't find much, but just being inspired by things in the shop.
Yeah,
that was good.
And change of environment. It's breaking the patterns. They're a really good boost.
Yeah, it really helps in so many ways. I mean, you can think about what you want about certain places and then certain things, but getting to experience something else is very, very valuable. Sure. Even if you don't have to take like a long flight or anything, if you're worried about that and stuff like that, you can just literally do something else in your daily routine, and that can also help. It doesn't have to be a grand trip or expensive or anything like that. In my case, yes, this was a bigger thing, but you can also solve it in other ways.
Change, go to another lunch restaurant. Now I can't find out.
Take another way to work.
Exactly.
Go to another grocery store.
Exactly. Oh, you know them all. There are so many things you can do.
Not all, but some. maybe change. Watch another series.
Or
on TV.
Not watching TV at all one evening.
That's true. Also depends on what your daily routine is.
Yeah. I actually started studying this Monday, and
it started.
And
great.
So I am trying to read the book we are supposed to read, I think I need to be in a place where there's no electricity, so I want to be. No, but the subject itself is very interesting. But you know, reading about it in a book, it's tough for me, but I'll manage because I'm going to take a course in fact resistance. Is it that called? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going.
When you're like resistant to facts and you don't really accept them.
Yes. Yeah. And why the psychology why behind why people fall for it and why they can't accept some things that are actual facts. And the most interesting part, I think, is because we are going to touch the science part when it comes to studies and everything. And because one thing that makes me confused every time is that when it comes, there's a new study published. And you can have to take something in our own daily life. Someone that is keto making a review or writing about it, or someone that is the opposite to keto.
Yeah.
And both say that they love it and that the study supports their way of eating.
Point of view. Yeah.
And they draw the most opposite conclusions of it.
That's exciting.
True. So
yeah, that's really exciting. And I'm really, really proud of you for challenging yourself and reading this book and doing the work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because challenging yourself is also very, very important for health boosting, also for developing as an individual.
See, I do boosty things I didn't even know of. No,
boosty things. Yes. I like it. I like boosty things.
Not booty things. Boosty things. And the
not busty things either.
And so I can tell everyone listening that this is a great thing to do, because at universities here in Sweden, at least, there are so many distance courses that you can take.
Yeah.
And I've done it several times. I used to work as a marketer at a hotel, so I took a course in tourism, and I've been taking a course in Photoshop editing. Excuse me, I think the air is so dry in my bedroom. That's why I'm coughing during our podcasts. Sorry, and
dusty.
Oh my! So there are so many things you can do, and they can be on like super slow speed, so you don't have to stress. You will have the time to put it into your daily life.
Yeah.
So I recommend that.
Yeah, and I mean, this is an individual course, right? It's not like a whole program. It's just these odd courses that you can just do.
I wouldn't have time for.
Or apply. Apply and then do, of course. It's not just that you can show up and be like, hi, I'm here, but you actually have to apply, right?
And foreigners are welcome to study at Swedish universities as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So if you're not a member of the European Union, you have to pay a small fee. But if it's a course that you really are interested in and will have get something out of it, then it's totally worth it.
So, cool. Maybe I should look that up.
And choose something that... Don't think about what you work with or anything like that. Just the thing that you're curious about. That you...
Yeah, something completely different.
So,
That's cool. That's good advice. Yeah, I like that. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, on that note, have a fantastically great time studying for your course.
You.
Have a fantastic week. You and all of our... three listeners.
No, we have more. We have stats now.
We have more. Stats. We know. Now we have stats.
That's awesome. And we also had two reviews. Two five-star reviews. And we were so happy when we discovered that. So.
And we welcome more. So if you feel like this is boosting your health or mood or anything actually at all, please leave a honest review. We want to hear honesty. We don't want the sucky uppiness because that's just wrong.
It is. So let's do something else now. Go to work and study book. And I'll talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.